GNN. Always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, April 30, 2026. Compiled Thursday, April 30, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. It's the dawn of a new age with the fall of the deep state cabal. After the 10 days of darkness, the world will never be the same. New Republic. New economy. New legal system. New health system. New political system. New education system. Judy Note, not a prediction. Not a theory. A timeline. Friday, May 1, 2026, the event, EBS Live, QFS loaded, MedBeds public, Tier 4B active, Axios 4B on Telegram. They've been testing the system for months. Quiet. Off the radar. Military frequencies. Encrypted channels. Satellite repositioning that nobody was supposed to notice. But we noticed. The emergency broadcast system goes live on Thursday, May 30, 2026. GNN, there is no Thursday, May 30, 2026. Thursday, April 30, 2026 or Saturday, May 30, 2026. I am going with 30th of April. Over. Not a test. Not a drill. A full-scale presidential activation. Every screen. Every phone. Every signal goes dark, then one voice comes through. You were told this day would come. You were laughed at. Called crazy. Lost friends. Lost family. They said nothing is happening. Everything is happening. All at once. In the next 48 hours. Here's what they don't want you to connect. Thursday, April 30th, MedBed Technology Global Broadcast Launch. The frequency healing devices they've suppressed for 70 years. The ones Tesla designed. The ones the military has used since 2014 in underground bases. Going public. Tomorrow. Friday, May 1st, EBS activation. Presidential address. Not through CNN. Not through Fox. Directly to every citizen. Unfiltered. Unedited. No media spin. Friday, May 1st, QFS goes fully operational. Quantum financial system. Gold-backed. Blockchain secured. Every corrupt transaction from the old SWIFT system, flagged. Every stolen dollar, traced. Every dirty politician's offshore account, frozen. They told you crypto was the future. They lied. Gold/asset-backed crypto on the QFS is the future. And it's already loaded. Tier 4B notifications are going out right now. Check your email. Check your bank portal. The 800 numbers are being distributed through secure channels as we speak. Why do you think they tried to KL him Saturday night? A man with a shotgun at the correspondents' dinner, 48 hours before the biggest broadcast in American history? Because they know what May 1st is. They couldn't stop it in Pennsylvania. Couldn't stop it in Palm Beach. Couldn't stop it Saturday. And they won't stop it Thursday. This is not a drill. This is the event. The one we've been waiting for. The one they said was a conspiracy. The one that's about to prove every single one of us right. After Thursday, the world will never look the same. Judy Note, the world badly needs to change, and one big category is in the medical cabal. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, April 28, 2026, Dr. Rachel, yes, the existence of MedBeds is a confirmed fact, MedBeds in the USA, why the silence? Nizarij Azara Trump on Telegram. See Daily Reports. On Tuesday, 28 April, President Trump welcomed what was believed to be a fake King Charles, who died in March 2026, to the White House to celebrate the 250th anniversary of America's so-called independence from Great Britain. The UK crown, along with the Vatican, has been stealing U.S. taxpayer money since 1913 when the deep state cabal made sure the Constitution got changed and created their privately owned Federal Reserve and IRS. Trump just cut off the cabal's money laundering with the gold-slash-asset-backed currency global currency reset and return to concepts of the original Constitution in a restored republic, which was set to be announced on July 4, 2026. The deep state continues to be dismantled through a meticulously planned operation known as the movie, complete with hundreds of actors, body doubles and clones. Carolyn Bessett Kennedy, spouse of JFK Jr., restored Republic VP. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Joe Biden's body double, Benjamin Fulford. The actor who ended up playing Joe Biden's body double for nearly 2 years will turn state's evidence to avoid jail time, according to sources close to the FBI's investigation. The suspect was hired to stand in one place for 10 minutes, said a special agent. That's how it began. Before he knew it, the subject was sitting behind the Resolute desk and taking calls from foreign leaders. A birthday party impressionist ended up the leader of the free world, if only for a few minutes here and there. Dozens of West Wing staffers were complicit in pulling off the ruse. The whole building had to be in on it. 3 days after an attempted assassination on President Trump, former FBI head James Comey received an indictment for threatening to kill the president. The charge came from the present FBI head Kash Patel. Federal Reserve financial accounts say NGOs held a total of over $14.12 trillion in assets in 2025, the laundered U.S. taxpayer money's all going toward destroying America and implementing communism and Marxist ideologies. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Russian President Vladimir Putin has declassified Tartaria archives, unearthing a colossal empire that was systematically erased from global memory. Tartaria was the largest empire on Earth, spanning from the Urals to Alaska, New Earth to Tibet. Its people were spiritually advanced, morally grounded, and technologically ahead of their time. They lived by virtue, honor, and ancestral power. Blue-eyed, red-haired warriors who valued family, justice, and the sacred bloodline. It was erased from history because the people stood against the control systems of the Vatican, the Romanovs, the global banking dynasties, and the cabal that would later shape the West. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Situation Update, Vyington Bombshell Report, AMA hiding 100% cancer cure since 1932, destroy and threaten doctors who revealed successful study, before it's news, before it's news.com, before it's news.com. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Quantum Financial System is now live globally, this is not a test, the financial system we've all been waiting for is finally operational. The Quantum Financial System, QFS, is now active in over 200 countries. Nizara/Jazara payments are being deposited as we speak, Web3 ISO 20022 on Telegram. Thursday, April 30, MedBed Technology Global Broadcast Launch. The frequency healing devices they've suppressed for 70 years. The ones Tesla designed. The ones the military has used since 2014 in underground bases. Going public. Tomorrow. Friday, May 1, EBS activation. Presidential address. Not through CNN. Not through Fox. Directly to every citizen. Unfiltered. Unedited. No media spin. Friday, May 1, QFS goes fully operational. Quantum financial system. Gold-backed. Blockchain secured. Every corrupt transaction from the old SWIFT system flagged. Every stolen dollar traced. Every dirty politician's offshore account frozen. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Wanna Savin, Shock Tonight? Nation Tremor, What Happens Next Changes Everything, Before It's News, Before It's News.com, Before It's News.com. Emergency Broadcast System Alert, Everything Is About to Change. Official End of the Old Debt-Ridden Control System and Start of the New System. On cell phones worldwide, seven trumpets will sound, alerting us to global martial law being declared and introducing EBS text messages and urging us to tune into our TV, radio and or internet. A temporary global lockdown window will secure the broadcast phase. You will have 5 hours to get to a place of your choice where you will stay for 10 days. Worldwide on those TVs, radios and the internet on all channels and screens, one broadcast of the EBS will play 8-hour documentaries announcing Nizara/Jazara debt relief to peoples of the world, exposing crimes of the cabal, military tribunals and confessions that play in rotation 3 times a day for 10 days to wake up the masses. During those 10 days across the globe, banks will be closed, ATMs and credit/debit cards will not work in preparation for migration into the new quantum financial system. Phones will only work for 911 calls, but the military will make available a signal app which will secure regular cell phone use through the new Starlink satellite system and quantum computer. Planes and trains will be grounded, ensuring the mass arrests. Lights and power will briefly flicker as the world transitions to Tesla-free energy. The military will ensure that the masses get the food they need. The quantum finance system would already be active in the background. Central banks will have been migrated, with ISO 20022 LIV. Global trust funds and seized cabal assets have been moved into quantum ledgers for return to the people. After the 10 days, the general public will be called into redemption centers to set up their personal wallets, bank accounts, with their accounts mirrored onto the new system, where all transactions would be traceable. Judy note, with emergency broadcast system and quantum financial system activation on Friday 1st of May, the banks switching from the SWIFT system to the quantum financial system on Saturday 2nd of May and the bond people receiving access to their funds on Tuesday 5th of April, it is my opinion that Tier 4B will begin appointments by Tuesday 5th of April. Wednesday, April 28, 2026, marks, there were some bond holders had their appointments, know what is in their accounts and will receive access to those funds next Tuesday, April 5, 2026. Tuesday, April 28, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. A bond paymaster said bond holders were to receive an email Thursday afternoon telling them what was in their account and telling them when they could access those funds. 800 numbers could be received by Tier 4B, us, the Internet group, on Thursday, April 30, 2026. Redemption Center leaders are going into work on Thursday, 30th of April morning 2026. It was Bruce's opinion Tier 4B would start exchange appointments on Friday, May 1, 2026. Bruce feels we will get access to our new accounts on Friday, May 1, 2026. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Redemption Center on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Executive Branch equals Military and President. Trump never seceded because they acknowledged him as Commander-in-Chief of the greatest military operation in the world, J.D. Vance on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Shockwave. U.S. military arrests top bankers in global raids, files expose 100 years of Rothschild and Rockefeller control, trillion seized, 10 days of darkness on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, 1-7, shock tonight? Nation tremor, what happens next changes everything. Before it's news, before it's news.com. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, 1-7 unveils Trump's master plan, massive arrests loom, global election rigging exposed, and America's spiritual reawakening begins, 1-7 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, April 28, 2026, the deep state continues to be dismantled through a meticulously planned operation known as the movie, according to Carolyn Bessett Kennedy, wife of JFK Jr., vice president of the restored republic. For instance, 3 days after an attempted assassination on President Trump, former FBI head James Comey received his second indictment for threatening to kill the president. He posted his own photo of seashells arranged to spell 86, which means eliminate. Posted on Instagram. While smiling. The man who opened a fake investigation into a sitting president. The man who leaked classified memos to the press. The man who stood in front of cameras and lied to 330 million Americans about Russian collusion that never existed. Indicted, again, with likely more to come, Mr. Poole, final chapter on Telegram. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, it's worse than we thought. Now only was Gavin Newsom informed and personally told about the skyrocketing hospice fraud 4 years ago. But the increase in hospice fraud was estimated at 1,589%. They even gave Newsom a map, quote, 210 active hospice agencies located within 1 mile of each other on Van Nuys in Los Angeles County. Epstein files on Telegram. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, California auditors gave California Governor Newsom a map of 210 hospice centers within a mile of each other, and Newsom ignored it. RFK Jr. shut down 500 of them and not one called to ask why. This has been going on the entire time Newsom has been governor. The evidence is in, charge Newsom. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, CNN, disgraced FBI Director James Comey is officially under arrest, per CNN. He has surrendered himself at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, and is now appearing in court. However, he'll have to travel to North Carolina to face a judge there, as that's where he's been charged with multiple felonies. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Iran has just informed us that they are in a state of collapse. They want us to open the Hormuz Strait, as soon as possible, as they try to figure out their leadership situation, which I believe they will be able to do, President Donald J. Trump. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, they dumped 17,000 gallons of toxic lye into the ocean for climate change, yes, really. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, new documents show the Chicago Teachers Union has a $173,000 recording studio 1,000 miles away in New Mexico. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, now we know why Biden and the entire DNC kept funneling our tax dollars to Ukraine. Zelensky's government conspired with Biden's USAID insiders to launder $200 million in American taxpayer dollars straight into Joe Biden's campaign and the DNC through layered fake infrastructure schemes. Between the domestic weaponization of intelligence agencies against Donald Trump and outright foreign collusion to rig our elections, the treason just keeps gets worse. This is raw election interference as your money was funneled back to rig the election against President Trump while Biden and his cohorts called all of you threats to democracy. So, was the Ukraine war a Democrat money laundering operation with our tax dollars the entire time? Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Fox News, the list of high-ranking informants allegedly paid by the SPLC allegedly just aired on Fox and it's damning. Imperial Wizard of the United Clans of America. The chat group organizer of the Unite the Right rally. Top fundraiser for the Neo-NI National Alliance. National Socialist Movement officer of the Aryan Nations affiliated Sadistic Souls Motorcycle Club. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has just released hundreds of bombshell Russiagate documents proving that Barack Obama personally ordered CIA agents to manufacture false intelligence on President Trump and was actively working with the enemy to undermine and erode Americans' confidence in our democracy and President Trump's landslide 2016 victory. This was a coup attempt by Barack Hussein Obama and his cronies. As Jesse Waters said, whatever happens to these guys is not revenge, it's accountability. And it's time for people to pay the price. Arrest Obama now, safeguard on Telegram. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, AG Todd Blanche confirms, grand jury indicts James Comey, faces up to 20 years in prison as arrest warrant issued in North Carolina, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Tucker Carlson says the current president of Israel went to his island, according to the files, why are millions of Epstein files still classified? American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, the dark money funding America's chaos with Soros, Rockefeller, Obama, Clinton's, USAID, SPLC, and other corrupt NGOs behind it all, Gitmo TV. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, it's time for RICO charges to destroy this criminal syndicate once and for all, from the top, all the way down to the foot soldiers and NGOs, Edward Snowden on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, James Comey just got indicted. Again, Mr. Poole, final chapter. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Obama's secret stay behind army, Edward Snowden on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, 29th of April, 2026, Tartaria revealed, Putin unleashes the Forbidden Empire, J.D. Vance on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, April 29, 2026, Flashback 2011, Navy SEAL Team 6 operator Matt Bissonnette exposed the truth that Obama personally delayed the bin Laden mission by 24 hours purely so he could attend the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner, 10 Days of Darkness on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.